Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 91, the very, very, super, very late episode. It's Saturday, July 14th, 2012. Where have I been? I have been decaffeinated. I have a cranky gut. I've had it for almost a month now. Don't know what's causing it. I've been to the doctor. We're trying to figure it out. It may be a bug. It may be Giardia, which is ironically something campers get a lot, drinking contaminated water. Maybe what I have. We're doing some lab work. We decided to wait on treating me for Giardia until we know for sure, because it might not be that. And apparently the medicine that you take has some side effects that aren't great, like a metallic mouth and dizziness. So why treat for it until we know for sure that that's what it is? Anyway, it's not horrible. It hasn't ruined my life, but my gut is cranky, and so I'm on a restricted diet, including no coffee, no caffeine. In fact, I'm not caffeinated right now. It's 9:15 Saturday morning. I don't think I've ever talked Saturday morning. No one is up, even Will. Will's got a cough. You know, summer's weird. Summer's just full of bugs and coughs and weirdness and 105-degree days. Not that I complain about the weather. Just summer's always weird. But here it is, 9:15, I'm talking. I've already tried to record this introduction a couple times, unsuccessfully, because I kind of drift off, because I'm not caffeinated. And I have to tell you, I'm feeling much more myself now, even though I'm not caffeinated. I was shocked by the kind of withdrawal I've gone through. I stopped drinking coffee July 4th. I didn't feel like I drank that much coffee. 2 mugs a morning. Supplemented heavily with half and half. And yet I feel like for about a week I walked around like a zombie. At least 4 or 5 days was zombified. And that's really kept me from getting much done. Although I'm happy to report the last few days have been very quilty. But I did record quilt diaries last week, and I talk about this bug and about being decaffeinated and all kinds of things. But then I could just never get motivated to actually post the episode, to do the introduction and post the episode. I feel like a 19-year-old surfer slacker dude. Like, yeah, I meant to do that. But I don't know. Life without caffeine. I'm pondering it. It's been a good few days, quilty-wise. I am almost done with Rick's Star Quilt. We'll have the remaining blocks done by the end of the morning. Excited about that. Thinking about the back, what I'm going to do. I think I'm going to do some funky piecing because I like funky backs. I just do. I like these weird, pieced, modern-looking quilt backs that I've been doing lately. So I'll do one of those. And I will include blocks with messages from my fellow Bible study friends. We had our last meeting on Tuesday. I felt badly not to have a quilt for Rick, especially since he gave us books like that he bought for us. So that felt bad. But we'll give them the quilt and all will be well. The other big news, I've started machine quilting Hidden Stars, the quilt that I've been hand quilting for the last year. I had a revelation about a week ago. I thought, you know what? I'm not having fun hand quilting. Maybe because it was 105 degrees and there's something about having a big quilt on your lap and poking yourself with a needle when it's 105 degrees. It doesn't say fun to me. It wasn't fun. I thought, you know, it's fun. Machine quilting is really fun. So, that's right. I've been machine quilting. I'm almost done. Yesterday, I happened to be in the neighborhood, so I took Hidden Stars with me, although it is not done. It's just like an hour's worth of quilting left. I took it with me to Thimble Pleasures to get the binding. And I went into Thimble Pleasures thinking I would get something red. There's a lot of red in the quilt. The fabric is French General. Can't for the life of me now remember which French General, but the colors are cream, red, brown, and light blue. Very pretty. The backing is a rust. Rust. We'll just leave it at rust. And I like it very much with the front. Because, you know, the rust is kind of the reds and the browns. It's really sort of, if you mix all the colors in, except for the light blue, you get the rust. The problem I realized when I went into Thimble Pleasures is I found lots of reds that worked well with the quilt top that did not work well with the rust back. And I thought, maybe I'm on the wrong track here. And I saw some fabric that I liked, which was the background was a dark brown, and then the medium ground was a light brown, and the foreground, dark orange flowers, very small. And I thought it worked beautifully, both with the front and back, but I was concerned because it was a bit subdued. It didn't pop. So I put it back. And I went to look at the reds, and I got someone working at the store to help me. And she finally said, you know, you say you want red, but there's an awful lot of red in this quilt already. I'm not sure red is what you want. And I said, well, can I show you this other fabric I was looking at? And she said, yes. So I brought over the brown with the orange. And she loved it. She loved it. And so that's what I got. And it's Barbara Brackman for Moda. It's called Morris & Company. And so, and what is it? What do you call that kind of fabric? Repro? You know, not vintage. But, you know, Barbara Brackman, who's a big quilt historian, big on the Civil War. It makes sense that it's subdued. And it does look very old-fashioned now that I look at it. But I like it, and I was very pleased to have that notion confirmed, that it would work, although I was, of course, scared that it would be too subdued. But now I think it will be kind of interesting and cool. I will also say I was quite thrilled. The woman, the Thimble Pleasures worker, complimented my quilting without me even pointing it out. I mean, I mentioned at some point, well, I'm not actually done quilting this. And at some point she was looking at one of my ginkgo leaves, and she said, so you did this? I said, yes, I did that part with machine. I said, part of the quilt is hand quilted, but that's machine quilted. And she said, that's beautiful. This is really good. And she looked kind of shocked. I don't know. I might look like someone who's just not good at machine quilting, or just the idea that people machine quilt. And also, it may have been because it's actually machine quilted and it's not stippled. I mean, I think a lot of people do, including myself, do machine quilting this really stippling or stuff like that. And this was actually a pattern, a traditional pattern. So I was very pleased to get the compliment. I feel myself kind of fading. I need a cup of coffee. So that's going to be it for this introduction. As I said, I recorded these quilt diaries last week. There will be some repetition with some of the stuff I just told you. Hopefully not too much. I hope to be back next week at the normal time. Oh, that's what I say at the end of the quilt diaries this time, and it didn't happen, but who knows? Maybe, I don't see, when you're decaffeinated, you drift away. I'm drifting away. Who knows when I'll be back? I'm shooting for next Thursday. I really am. And now I'm going to go make quilts, and I think you should do the same, but keep listening. And do, by the way, feel free to leave a comment. You can go to http://theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com, and that's where the pictures of Rick Star Quilt and Hidden Stars will be. You can go to my Podbean site, which is offkilterquilt.podbean.com. You can email me, fdowell@nc.rr.com. And that reminds me, I do want to do a quick list of thank yous to the people who commented on my last episode. I want to say thanks to AJ Dubb, thanks to Margaret K, Oklahoma Mom, thanks to Sherry D, Walker Lady, Kelly the Fifth, Tori, thanks to Cheryl, Jay, Sandy, from Quilting for the Rest of Us, thanks to Phil over at Phil Still Stitchin, who gave me some great feedback on Audacity. And Phil, I did upload the new Audacity, which I think Noni had suggested I do. And I also am using your advice. So thank you very much. And thanks to So Excited Quilts. And thanks to Heather and Amy for their very kind comments. I appreciate everyone who's taken the time to write, to email, etc. Feel free to leave an iTunes review if you want. I like them. People are very nice. You're all so kind. I appreciate you listening. I hope when I return to you next week, I'll be a touch more animated. I'll shoot for that. All right, here we go. Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary, Day 1. It's Tuesday, July 3rd. I've uploaded Audacity 2.01. Thank you, Noni, for your advice. I hope it proves to be more stable. I messed around with GarageBand for about 3 seconds, and it looks like I would actually have to, figure out how to use it. Like that's going to happen. Maybe one day when I start my band. Anyway. So it's Tuesday night, back from Ocracoke. We'll discuss that. It was a good trip, very nice trip. Here's my secret of parenting. Have really low expectations of your children, especially on vacation, and you will be really surprised and pleased when they act halfway decently. But more on that later. Well, here it is, Tuesday night, and I've been thinking, what do I want to do? I don't know why I'm not hopping over to finish up Rick's Star Quilt. Can I tell you the terrible thought I had about 10 minutes ago? Thinking, well, first of all, I was feeling really guilty. I was, next week is our last meeting, which I've talked about, and it's going to be very special, and I was thinking about it and how much I love this group, and we are going to continue in the fall, so it's not like this is the big finale, but still, I was like, wow, it would have been so nice if you'd had that quilt ready. That sort of evolved into, you could give it to him for Christmas. Yes! Isn't that horrible? Isn't that a horrible thought to have? I had it. It could happen. I don't know. Putting it out of my mind. Not feeling any quilt guilt tonight, ladies. But what I was thinking is, I just want to sit down, watch TV, and do something. And I've sort of been thinking knitting. But I thought, I should work on Hidden Stars, the quilt which I'm hand quilting. That's a great idea. It's a beautiful quilt. I should finish this up. Not just a should, but want to have it done so I can display it beautifully in the comfort of my own home. So I think, all right, so I get it out, lay it out. I'm like, okay, here's the section of the quilt I'm going to work on. I go and find the doohickey tracing, whatever we call those tracing things. Gosh, menopause is not going to be good to me. I can just tell you that it's not, because I'm like, what is it called? Whatever it's called, where you trace, you have a pattern and you trace it onto your fabric. It's plastic, about 1/16 of an inch thick, whatever that is. I've got it, ginkgo leaves. So I find that, I knew where I kept that, and then I'm like, okay, I need my marking pen. Look all over the place. Can't find a marking pen. I'm like, all right, I'll do the chalk bag. Can't find the chalk bag. Finally, after much, I'm like, where would you put a chalk bag? Where's the logical place for your little chalk bag? Finally, I find it buried under some stuff. So I put the pattern tracer thingy down. It's coming to me. The word's coming to me. Whatever it is, I put it down and I throw the chalk thing bag at it. But it's not a very fine line and some of the fabric is too light. And I can't see the pattern. So I'm like, oh man, why can't I? And it's 8, and I don't want to go to Joanne's. I could, but I don't feel like it. And, it's July 4th Eve. You don't want to go out on 4th of July Eve. And I'm like, I can't. I had 2 of those pins. Why can't I find one? I don't know. Who knows where it is? Any of them. Where are they? I don't know. And I'm thinking, this is the problem with putting projects down. They are so hard to pick up again when it's a project like this where I was like, where's the thread? Where's the pattern thingy? Where's the chalk thingy? Where's the marker? It's like I just spent 30 minutes going, wow, not being able to find what, don't ever put a project down. Just finish. Finish what you're working on right now. Because then you'll go through this. And I actually am sitting here also with a fair number of knitting projects. Also, half done, 2/3 of the way done, and I'm going to have to frog back to get to a place where I actually know where I am. Can you hear the man and Will? They're watching baseball. The Rays are playing the Yankees, hopefully winning. Yes, so that's where I am. I am in sort of project purgatory. How do you get started again? More quilt psychology 101. We've talked about this before, getting back on the horse. It's hard. So I could at this point sort of clear off my cutting board and get to back to work cutting out off-white squares for Rick's Stars. Or, I might knit. I just feel like sitting down and doing handiwork. Oh, wow. jury duty Monday. So it's been 5 years since the last time I was called for jury duty. I didn't have to serve on a jury. No one wants to do jury duty. And at the same time, it's like, it's good. You know, it's one of those things. I wouldn't try to get out of it because I feel it's a really important part of our judicial process. But you can't take knitting needles that are longer than 3 inches. I am not aware of knitting needles that are shorter than 3 inches. Whoever wrote that rule, you just want to say, let me walk you through the whole knitting needle thing. Yeah, 3 inches? I don't think so. Anyway, so I probably should work anyway. I think I can just take my laptop and write. I think I can do it. I can write in restaurants and cafes. I don't know why I can't write in a closed, stuffy room of people really wishing they were anywhere but there. I think I should be able to do that. So jury duty next week. I'll keep you updated. So I'm feeling frustrated because I really was looking forward to sitting down and hand quilting tonight. And I did have my needle loader, my needles, and the thread. I finally found everything I need except for the markers, the marking pen. Oh, how about my sew line pen? You know, which is a wonderful pencil marker, although we just called it a pen. But it uses what has a white pencil lead and a black pencil lead. And that was also something I hadn't used in a while, and I needed really the black pencil lead, and I, for the life of me, like, how do you get this thing in there? How do you make, I don't remember. I need to go to YouTube and see if there's a sew line pencil tutorial. So you get to a place where you think, you know what? I don't think this is happening tonight. So maybe I'll get up tomorrow. I have to go to the grocery store. We're going over to Danielle's house for 4th of July. Well, I think we are. There was some rumor that her husband might be coming down with a cold, so we'll see. And anyway, I've got to make banana pudding and cucumber salad, neither of which I can eat. I seem to have yet another stomach bug, but this one seems to be more bacterial in nature. I went to the doctor today. I usually don't go to the doctor, but this has been around. It's not terrible, not a terrible bug, but still after a while, you just like, has everything in my gut suddenly changed, and this is just the new way of life for me? I don't want this to be my new way of life. So finally I went, and he says he thinks it's out of whack, and who knows why. Probably some bacteria just got in there that shouldn't have been in there. So I now I'm on a very restricted diet, so and part of that includes no dairy. So the banana pudding is off limits to me, but I will have to go make it nonetheless. And although Cool Whip, come to think of it, it uses Cool Whip. That is a non-dairy product, isn't it? I'll have to check. Anyway, so what I'm thinking is in the morning I need to go buy the stuff for the banana pudding, and maybe I'll run over to Joanne's first and get a marker, and then next time we speak, I will have marked up my quilt and we'll be happily sewing away. This is the Hidden Stars quilt. I may take a picture of it just to show you, just to remind you where we are on the scorecard. Ocracoke was very nice. I don't know if I'm going to talk about that right now. I think I'll talk about it later, either at the beginning of the show or the end, because I haven't really thought about it in an organized way. I'd like to be a little more organized in my thoughts before we discuss. But it was a good trip. Beautiful. It's a beautiful place. People are not that friendly. See, now I'm talking about it. But I will say that. Last year was the first time we went with the boys in mid-childhood. We took Jack when he was much younger, when he was, I think, just about 2. Last year was the first time, so, that we went with Jack and Will, and both boys were old enough to really remember and enjoy. It's the last time we were all oohing and aahing at the wonder of it all, and it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. But this time, still loving it, loved the house that we stayed in. Very cute, built in 1925, kind of a cottage. It's 1.5 stories, hardwood floors, really neat, really old-fashioned, but with great beds, which you don't always get in beach houses, as you may know, and this place had great beds. So loved the house, loved the porch, beach always beautiful. So certainly we're excited to be there, but not quite as awestruck as last year. Kind of knew the lay of the land this time. So had chance to pay attention to other things, and one of the things I noticed, like, wow, people are not that friendly here. There are a lot of tourists, obviously, this time of year, but also natives, and neither tourists nor natives particularly friendly. Go figure. It's fine because, you know, we're not all that friendly. We can be. If you're friendly to us, we'll be friendly to you. And I was friendly. I sort of like, you know, just would ride around on my bike, just smile at everyone because it seemed to irritate them. I did. This was one of my favorite things. And then I'm going to stop talking about this vacation until later. I think it was Friday, down at the end of our street. We were on Creek Road. Every day between 3 and 5, a truck would pull up and selling shrimp. Big, hand-painted sign, shrimp, and something else. I don't think it was crabs. Maybe oysters. I don't know. But anyway, so, and people would come by and stop and buy. It was, you know, and buy themselves a little shrimp to grill or what have you. And it was there every day. Well, I was riding by Friday afternoon, and there was a woman, probably in her 60s, maybe 50, maybe late 50s, sitting there reading, and she just said something like, oh, it's, you know, you sure looks hot on that bike or something. I'm like, ah, it's not that bad. Kept riding. Well, when I came back, she was still there, sitting on the edge of her truck, and she's reading a book. So I just stopped. I said, what are you reading? She was reading a biography of Doris Lessing. So we were talking about Doris Lessing and the Golden Notebooks, and her son just graduated from the school, North Carolina School of Science and Math, which is a big deal, and is off to North Carolina State in the fall to be an engineer. So it was quite nice. So she was perfectly friendly. We had a good talk. But other people, I think some of the natives, you can tell that they're not actually that happy that their village has been invaded by tourists. And at the same time, what are they going to do? Because if it's, you know, if the tourists don't come, I don't know how much longer Ocracoke could stand on its own 2 feet. Maybe. I mean, it's a fishing village. People do make a living as fishermen, so maybe, but I think they probably need the income, and that probably makes the tourists, knowing that, kind of snotty, although we are not a snotty people, so not us. We smile just to irritate people. Anyway, so that was one of our observations this trip. People not wildly friendly, but that's okay. They don't have to be. They're on vacation, or else they're just irritated that you've invaded their space. That's it for now. Did I mention I was going to go to Joanne's? I know I started talking about Harris Teeter, banana pudding, also Joanne's, buy a marker. It's all going to be good. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 2. It's Friday, July 6th, which means I was not a Thursday girl this week. And I don't even know when I'll get this up. I've been decaffeinated. Did I mention the other day that I have a cranky stomach? And I went to the doctor, and we're dealing with it right now with probiotics and severe dietary restrictions, including the non-consumption of caffeine, which I did not think would be a big deal. I drink 2 cups of coffee a day, and a third of it's half and half. I mean, please. So, you know, and sure enough, Wednesday, I didn't drink my coffee, and I felt a little sleepy and a little headachy, and so, well, you know, whatever, I'm okay. And then yesterday, it was like I was in a fog. And like I would lie down, I was worthless. I tried to do some writing, and I was just like couldn't concentrate. So I would like read and fall asleep. I think I took 2 naps, and then was watching TV last night with the man about 11 o'clock, and I just thought, I would just, you know, 11 is not late for me at all, and yet I just kept falling asleep. And we're watching this great show now called Foyle's War, FOYLE'S. It's on Netflix. You can download it instantly. It takes place during World War II, England. Christopher Foyle is a police investigator, and he actually wants to do more to serve the war effort, but he's told, essentially, we need you here to be a police investigator. But so far, we've just watched 2 episodes. They have both had been World War II, you know, related to the war. The crimes that he's investigative have had war connections. Really, 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 really good. It's BBC masterpiece and just so wonderful. So we have a date tonight to watch the 3rd episode. Anyway, but I was enjoying it, but my eyes kept fluttering closed. I'm like, what's going on here? I took a great nap today, like from 5 to 6:30. I guess people keep saying to me, well, so are you going to just try to give up caffeine for good? And I'm like, why? I love coffee. Why would I try to give it up for good? Having said that, and being clear that I don't plan on giving up coffee for good, I've had some very nice naps since giving it up, but I also have just been really low functioning. Today's been better. So today is day 3 without coffee, and I feel better. My stomach actually feels better. The stomach crankiness is not actually coffee related. The coffee didn't cause it, but it's keeping the situation bad. It's keeping my stomach inflamed. That's why I'm quitting it. But eventually, when all is well and healed, I will be able to return to coffee, and I will. But it's been, interesting. Good naps. I don't need to be taking a lot of naps, so. Have I gotten any quilting done? I have. I am working on Hidden Stars. I did go out to Joann's on Wednesday morning and got the stencil. Stencil was the word I was looking for. Common everyday word, stencil. Got this, yes, I got the pen. I got the marking pen to use with the stencil, which I actually already owned. So I got the marker, and yesterday did some marking, did some stenciling, and sat down in front of the TV because it was 103. No, it wasn't. It was really like 99. Like, big diff. And did some hand sewing, and I believe I will do that. I think also what we call, as quilters, we call it quilting. I did some hand quilting, and it was really fun. The only thing is, I keep feeling like I'm getting close to done. I think I've been using in the past disappearing thread because I'm like, I feel like I have quilted more of this quilt than just this, and yet, I have to be 2/3 of the way done. Well, listen, Will has just gotten this idea in his head that he wants to go to Barnes & Noble, and the man said he would drive him. I'm like, well, if you guys are going, I'll go. Maybe there's a magazine. I don't know. So I'm going to run and do that, and I don't have any other quilting news besides the fact that I am doing some hand quilting. It's been fun. And one day, maybe in 7 or 8 years, I will actually finish this quilt. I really want to finish it. It's very pretty. I'm going to put a picture up just to remind you. All right. Well, I may have something more to say tomorrow. I may get this up this weekend. I hope so. I'll try as I sort of come back to life without caffeine. Life without caffeine, it's really not fun. I don't recommend it at all. All right. More soon. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 3. It's Saturday, July 7th, and I have a confession to make. Last night, I sat down and worked on Hidden Stars, the quilt which I am hand quilting. And in about a period of an hour and a half, close to 2 hours, I finished 3.5 ginkgo leaves. And at the end, I thought, I'm not actually enjoying this all that much. I have in the past, but there's something right now. One, I think I'd rather be knitting. And two, I'm using this little short size 10 needle, and it kind of hurts. There's something about it that's like not pleasant to work with. Sure, I could get a longer needle. It's true. But ultimately, I felt like I'm not feeling energized, creatively speaking, by this project, and there is an alternate course. Yes, machine quilting, which I've thought about before, I've talked about before, some people have encouraged me before to go ahead and do. And last time I went through this, I felt like I had certain ethical issues switching midstream. Now I do not. Now I'm like, whatever works. I do have some aesthetic issues. Will it look hugely different? And here's where being sloppy across the board, whether you're hand quilting or machine quilting, really comes in handy, because there will be sloppiness either way. I think the main difference is some of my machine stitches will be tighter. I'm trying to keep them pretty loose because my hand stitching is loose. But I think I can get away with it. And at this point, I'm willing to have some discrepancies. Here's the fact of the matter, which we've talked about many times before. When you finish a quilt, all those things that you obsessed about while you're making quilt, hey, this is like Quilt Psychology 101. We're back to Quilt Psychology 101. This is a bit of quilting psychology. You get so obsessed while you're quilting. You're so obsessed with your errors. You're so obsessed with points that don't match and things that aren't working out. And when you finish, a lot of times you have a hard time finding those spots that you obsessed about. Now, don't get me wrong, if you put the quilt in a show, I'm sure the judges would find those for you, but I'm not putting my quilts in shows. I'm just making them for my house and for my friends and family. And so there can be discrepancies, because what will happen, as we know, is I won't notice them. I won't care about them later. Now, this isn't entirely true, and I can look over here at my Sawtooth Star quilt, and there are some places where I do, you know, it's funny because it's a place where I actually look a lot from where I sit on the couch. It's oftentimes in my direct line of vision, and so I do notice stuff. But what I notice more than the mistakes is how little the mistakes really bother me, because we tend to, when we look at a quilt, when we're not being obsessive during their process of making the quilt, we tend to look at the big picture. And sure, if there are big mistakes, if there are errors in, certainly errors in color, I think that's the biggest thing, if the colors don't work. I think we forgive a lot, actually, if colors work together, if the colors are pleasing, and if there's rhythm and balance, and all those things that Sandy and Jay have been talking about over at Quilting for the Rest of Us, if a lot of the design elements are working and pleasing, then the perfect points don't necessarily matter, the matching points, as much. Sure, you want your quilt to be as good as you can make it, but I believe this, having several of my own quilts around the house. Mostly I find them pleasing, and I don't find myself in the aftermath of their making really zeroing in on the flaws. Therefore, I'm allowing myself to machine quilt, finish this quilt by machine quilting it. And in fact, I just took a break. Yesterday it took about an hour and a half, hour 45 minutes to do 3.5. I just did 2 in about 2 minutes. It's very exciting. I'm like, oh my goodness. This is great. This is fabulous. So, who knows? Forward motion. I really am feeling like I want to finish stuff. I want it just for the satisfaction of finishing. Not necessarily to have a finished product, although those are very nice too. But sometimes we need to finish up, and I'm feeling that right now. So, I'm going back to the machine. I may try to get this episode posted tomorrow or later tonight. I will take a picture of Hidden Stars to remind you what it looks like. And I'm just excited. I'm excited to be at the machine. I really am. And I'm excited, too, to have my nighttime TV time be knitting time. I'm sorry for you non-knitters, but I know there are a lot of you who are knitters as well. But that just feels good to me. I have made a lot of progress on the Harry Potter sweater I'm making for Will, which probably won't fit him, but that's okay, because there are a lot of little boys who will really like a Hogwarts sweater. I hope it'll fit him. He's pretty scrawny still. But I'm making a lot of progress on the sleeve, and it's yarn I really like working with. It just feels good. So I'm looking forward to having TV time for knitting. But right now, I'm looking forward to quilting, finishing the quilting job on Hidden Stars, and actually finishing a quilt. Hooray! And having a done project. Hooray! You know I'm not all about the product. I'm a process girl. But we need to finish as part of the process. Finishing is part of the process. Yeah, it's true. All right. I hope you have a great week. I may be back on Thursday. I'll try it. I hope I'm going to do a lot of quilting this week. The next couple days are going to be very hot, and then it's going to drop dramatically, which I hope will give me a lot of energy, and I hope my gut will be lots better today. It's kind of, so I don't know. I may have to go back to the doctor and just put on real drugs. That's okay. I don't think it's anything life-threatening. I think it's just a stomach thing. But my hope is that will get resolved and the weather will cool down and I will feel energetic. I'm just inches away from finishing a final draft. Yay! And I'm going to continue writing this summer, but it's finishing. It's good to finish our projects. It really is. So I will finish this project of this episode, and I will see you soon. Maybe Thursday, maybe Saturday. We'll get back on schedule, but summer is crazy. But I hope yours is going well. Talk to you soon.